At a joint news conference in Belfast, Northern Ireland today, President Bush and Britain's Prime Minister, Tony Blair, stressed that the United States and Britain want to see Iraq ruled by the Iraqi people. They played down their differences over what role the United Nations should play after the war is over. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports on the Bush-Blair summit from Belfast.
Some summits are important simply because they occur and because of their venues, rather than for their results. This third meeting in 3 weeks between President Bush and Prime Minister Blair may fall into that category. The American president came all the way to Belfast as a form of payback to his loyal ally Tony Blair to boost Blair's efforts to revive Northern Ireland's stalled peace process. But from President Bush's emphatic tone, it was clear that a UN role in Iraq dominated the agenda.
Rebuilding of Iraq will require the support and expertise of the international community. We're committed to working with international institutions, including the United Nations, which will have a vital role to play in this task.
Responding to domestic and European pressure, Blair has been pressing the president for weeks that the United Nations should have a key role in post-war Iraq. But following the diplomatic breakdown in the lead-up to the fighting and the failure to win Security Council endorsement for the military campaign, many members of the Bush administration want to keep the UN's role to a minimum. And a U.S.-led team in Kuwait is already laying the groundwork for a post-war administration under military supervision. Today, the president was vague when pressed to describe the UN's role, particularly vis-a-vis the IIA, the proposed Iraqi interim authority.
I view a vital role as an agent to help people live freely. That's a vital role. That means food. That means medicine. That means aid. That means a place where people can give their contributions. That means suggesting people for the IIA. That means being a party to the progress being made in Iraq.
And Blair today made it clear he's trying to avoid a rerun of the acrimonious debate at the UN.
The important thing is not to get into some battle about, words of the precise role here or there, but let's all work together internationally, the coalition forces, the international community together.
But Blair does want to secure broad agreement on a UN resolution on post-war Iraq before debate begins in New York. Tomorrow, his Foreign Secretary Jack Straw will travel to France, the international community's anti-war standard bearer. Straw's talks are aimed at healing the transatlantic rift and Britain's relations with its European partners in order to find common ground on a UN resolution on post-war Iraq. In another gesture to his ally Blair, President Bush also pledged today that as soon as Saddam Hussein is removed from power, he will turn his focus to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Prime Minister Blair and I are determined to move toward our vision of broader peace in that region. We're committed to implementing the roadmap toward peace, to bring closer the day when two states, Israel and Palestine, live side by side in peace and stability.
President Bush later met with Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern and leaders of the political parties in Northern Ireland to encourage them to compromise and implement a Catholic-Protestant power-sharing accord. But the British province didn't seem to have a very prominent place among White House planners. Schedules and badges handed out to reporters listed the site as Belfast, Ireland. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belfast.